Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Today we're going to talk about a topic that parents often struggle with, and that is the issue of teen, especially, marijuana use.
Right. Yeah, in this day and age, with the legalization,
No, I wasn't thinking about that. You did have a little bit.
I inhaled.
In this day and age, I think we've said that a lot of times over the last few weeks. We've been talking about, in this day and age.
Well, in the current environment.
There we go. That's a new way.
With the legalization, this whole legalization issue.
Yeah.
It is very much on teenagers' minds.
Yeah.
Several years ago, teenagers would come in and say, well, eventually it's going to be legalized.
Mm-hmm,
And it is.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's going to be legalized in more and more states. And eventually, within a few years, all states will probably legalize it.
Right.
Which sends conflicting messages to kids, because on the one hand, we're telling them not to smoke marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, it's moving toward legalization. And they know what that means.
And I think that, I struggle with certain aspects of this because, when they were talking about legalizing alcohol or, getting rid of prohibition or anything, I don't remember. I don't know if you remember. If there was the argument that, well, what message is this sending kids?
Right.
I don't know that they were doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's difficult to really think about. I don't know what the word is that I'm looking for. It's difficult to implicate what's going to happen to kids as it relates to making decisions for the legalization.
Right.
Nobody's saying teenagers should be using.
That's right.
Just like nobody says
it really
says
isn't part of the argument.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Now, it sends them a mixed message. Because alcohol is legal, so they want to drink as teenagers.
Right.
Cigarettes are legal, so they want to smoke as teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
So if marijuana is legal, they're going to want to smoke as teenagers. But so in that sense, I get it. But, nobody's advocating for the recreational use of marijuana, just like they're
For teenagers. Right.
Just like they're not for alcohol or cigarettes or anything else.
That's right. This is no different than alcohol or cigarettes. These will be controlled substances.
Right.
Just like alcohol is a controlled substance.
Now, does that mean that teenagers will get it? Yes. But they get it now.
But they're already getting it.
Right.
Okay, that's the whole point. I mean, that's why prohibition was amended, why the Constitution was amended, to do it, because people were drinking anyway.
Right.
Didn't matter.
Mm-hmm. Right. So today's article is written by Rachelle Lohman,
mm-hmm.
and she is the author of The Angry Workbook for Teens. She's a licensed practicing counselor, and so the title is Why Teens Get High,
mm-hmm.
Top Reasons Teens Give for Using Marijuana, and I think that there's a couple of these that I think are very consistent with what I've seen, and there's a few that that are new to me.
Right.
So number one is, I want to know what it's like.
Right.
And that one, I don't hear that one very often. And so I don't know if these are in rank order from, this is the number one, or if these are just, five of them.
I think this is why the youngest children who try it.
Maybe.
The first thing is, you hear all this talk about it. My college students will say, I don't know any guy who doesn't smoke marijuana.
Right.
Okay. It doesn't mean that they all do.
Right.
It's just so common.
Right.
Okay. So when it is this common and people are talking about it, you naturally get this,
right,
I wonder what it's like.
Right.
What is all the fuss about?
Right.
Let me try it.
Which leads us to number two, is that everybody else is doing it, so what's the big deal?
Exactly.
They
don't see it as a crime.
Right. And it is very difficult as parents, as professionals, as anyone who works with children and teenagers especially, it's very difficult to address some of these issues.
Right.
Because they're not wrong. You can't say, no, they're not. Well, and you can't say, well, if everybody else is jumping off a bridge, are you going to do it too? You can't you can't take that argument because it's not going to get you anywhere.
Right. That's right.
And so you're left with trying to figure out how to handle these mm-hmm. arguments that they have or these reasonings that they have. And we don't really have a whole lot of tools for that. Mm-hmm. Because what is the argument against that? What, you know, they have, you know, if they have, you know, a dozen friends, all yeah. who smoked regularly. And
they're all getting good grades in school, and they're all active in athletics, right. and they're all doing okay, and everybody's getting along.
Right. The argument of, no, it's you know, it's bad for you, it's going to do this, it's going right. to do that, doesn't really hold up.
They don't see it doing that in anybody.
Right.
You know, and it's not marijuana. You know, it's not until you move on to other drugs that kids right. start to get, that some kids start to get into trouble.
Right.
It's not marijuana that gets them into trouble.
And I think it's interesting because, and this just kind of popped in my mind because I was thinking about, you know, role models from the past and whether they were actually role models at the time or not. You know, you had Babe Ruth.
Yeah.
Who was pretty known to alcohol.
Threw a few back.
Mm-hmm. But yet he was a professional athlete that was, you know, arguably the right. best at the
Definitely
time.
Mm-hmm.
There were soccer players back in the 80s and 90s who were among the best in the world, mm-hmm. Who, you know, could be seen, you know, before the match and at halftime smoking cigarettes and those kinds of things. And then they would go out there and they would run, you know, 3 miles.
You know, I'm not that old, but wow.
I worked really hard not to have a response.
Oh, that was a good response. But I can remember TV cameras going into locker rooms,
mm-hmm.
And guys were smoking. Professional yeah. athletes mm-hmm. were smoking cigarettes and cigars right. in locker rooms.
Right.
They don't do it anymore.
Yeah.
And I think tobacco's been banned in baseball. Chewing tobacco, has been banned.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, again,
these are recent.
Mm-hmm. If everybody else is, if they see these role models doing it, if mm-hmm. they see people that they find successful, however they gauge success to
right.
be, if they
right.
find those people successful and they're doing it, you know, it's difficult to right. argue that, oh no, you won't be able to reach your goals if you're doing this. Well,
yeah.
Yeah, some people are. So, the third one is, I only smoke when I'm bored.
Right.
Now this is one that I do here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't have anything else to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. Right. Well, that leads to some concern. And, mm-hmm. and so I think that, and it's related to the next couple that we're going to talk mm-hmm. about. And that is, we're starting to get into the realm of compensatory.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. now the marijuana is serving a purpose.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's not because, you know, I want to know what it's like. It's not because everybody else is doing it.
Right.
It's because
those,
it's doing
those first
something.
Two are kind of harmless. I mean, it's what kids do.
Right.
Okay. They're not doing it for any other reason. They're doing it for very normal reasons that they do everything else that they do.
Right.
Okay. Three, and four, again, and five are a little bit different.
Right. And again, not that it's right that they're doing it for those other reasons. It's
right.
just that those are reasons that are not necessarily indicative of an underlying
mm-hmm.
problem.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But three and four and five... Could be.
Right.
You know, if you're doing it because you're bored. Number four is doing it because it makes me feel better. You know, is it making you feel better from?
That's when I start to worry.
And then number five is to get high.
To get high. To feel good.
And so when we think about three, four, and five, what we're really concerned about here is that now we may be seeing a situation where the teenagers are using marijuana almost like a medication.
They're self-medicating.
To deal with depression or anxiety. Or just some other mental health concern mm-hmm. that's creating some issues.
That's right. Because it's not the smoking that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because if kids smoke for the first two reasons, that's not going anywhere.
Right.
Okay? And you really don't need to worry about that. Of course, we would all prefer that they don't.
Right.
But realistically, they probably will.
Mm-hmm.
Just as they're going to try alcohol at some point. Most kids are not going to go on and become alcoholics. Some will. But when we get to three, four, and five,
mm-hmm.
that's when we start to worry, because then we're moving from I'm a normal teenager
right.
to I have some underlying issues.
Right.
And I want your children to tell you that.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. But if there's a prohibition,
right.
an absolute prohibition, and they're not even allowed to discuss it,
right.
you're not going to know.
I think that's the important piece, is that, you know, if you're a parent whose kid is using, or if you're a teenager and you're using at all, you know, it's important to look at why you're using. If mm-hmm. you're using for these reasons, to feel better, to relax, to because you're bored, because, you know, to deal with stress or whatever the reason. If you're doing it for any of those kinds of reasons, it's going to really be important to talk to somebody about it, because you're trying to treat something, mm-hmm. and while marijuana may be a really easy way to treat it, mm-hmm. It's not sustainable.
No.
You're not going to be able to maintain that, and so we need to figure out what's causing some of those symptoms in the first place, so that we can get to the root and solve that problem.
That's right. If you're having trouble sleeping,
right.
If you're really depressed, if you're mm-hmm. really down, or if you need it to get yourself going in the morning, or to deal with social situations.
Right.
Now we're talking about something very different.
Absolutely.
And I really want parents to know first. I mean, mm-hmm. I want your children to come to you first and say, hey, look, I'm not sleeping at night, and this helps me out. Well, if they're going to be punished for using it, you're going to be the last person to know.
Right. Okay. Absolutely.
So be careful how you respond and how you react.
Yes. Just talk with your kid about it. Just have an open line of communication mm-hmm. so that you can.
In 10 years, I think marijuana is going to be legal everywhere in the country. In 5 years, it probably is going to be legal everywhere in the country.
Right.
I mean, even
again, not necessarily for teenage recreation
ours is
use.
Ours is a very conservative state, mm-hmm. but I think medical marijuana is going to pass.
Yeah.
And I think from there you go to recreational drugs. I think Canada's going to pass it around the whole country.
Yeah,
they're going to make recreational marijuana okay.
Yeah. So
we're going to need to deal with this whole marijuana issue differently. So stay tuned. Right. We'll be talking about it.
Absolutely. So, all right, that is it for today. Before we go, mm-hmm. we got to talk about our UK for our UK listeners. The Lumi contest that we have going on right now. If you go to our show notes and click on the link, you will be able to see the terms and conditions and obligations to enter a contest to win a Lumi body clock, which is pretty awesome. It's it's an alarm clock that wakes you up with light, the way that nature intended.
Yeah,
that would be
it
a good
gradually
commercial.
Gradually gets brighter.
Uh-huh. So it's, cool. It's very cool. So, you know, just follow the simple what are they called? Directions. Just follow those things. You got to post something and follow us and stuff, and you'll be able to
even I could do it, so don't be intimidated.
Mm-hmm.
I could,
but yes, you could. It's simple.
It's easy to do.
But do that and enter to win the Lumi body clock. Is very, very cool.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, this evening, if you're watching this on the day that it's posted, which is May 18th,
that's right.
If you're watching it, if you're listening to this today. Mm-hmm. Right. Then tonight at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time, we will be doing a live YouTube event where we're going to talk about tape 3 of 13 Reasons Why, that Netflix hit show.
Right.
And tape 3 covers episodes 5 and 6. And so you can join in on the conversation, watch it on YouTube as we're recording it, as we're talking about it. And you can chat with us in the show notes or in the chat.
Yep.
YouTube chat.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very cool, because we've really enjoyed the conversations that we've had, and the ones that we've done so far have gone so well. We're certainly going to be doing more of these because they are loads of fun. All right. So that's tonight. If you're watching it when this is reviewed, if you are after that, if you are listening to this after 6:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. on May 18th. Then all you have to do is go to YouTube. It'll be there. The video recording will be there. Or on the 20th, we're going to post it as a podcast. So you can listen to it then.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Good.
That is it for today. So until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.